Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we have so much to get to. We are joined by the one, the only Miss Fernanda Rocha.
Hey David, thanks for having me.
What is going on? How is the OC doing today?
For me, I'm super happy that everything's coming back to normal, you know, and being able to be outside with friends, hanging out, and feel alive again. This is so, so, so good. And especially also my gym. And now we're getting back in business and clients coming back. So it's just a happy vibe in there. So good.
How is the Art of Fitness, your gym, doing? I imagine you had to shut during COVID. Like, what was that like? Were you worried?
Yeah, last year was, of course, hard and tough for everybody. My business partner and I, Marianne, we were very, very blessed and lucky because we live, you know, in an amazing community. I love Laguna. We've been here for a long time. The business almost 20 years, you know, in the same location. And what happened, when the pandemic happened, actually I was in Brazil, we were there traveling and we had to make a decision, close the gym, do not close the gym. Was in a very fast and, you know, surprising news that we made a decision from Brazil and the manager closed the gym. So we flew back and we decided to go straight online with all the live classes, and we gave some options to our members, and a lot of the members, they decided to continue supporting us. And we work with our landlord as well, which was very, very important for us, because our rent is super expensive, this Laguna thing. But we're just super blessed right now that we survived. We went through, and I do know a lot of my close friends, they have a small business, you know, studio like me, that they couldn't keep the business open, and my heart goes, you know, to them. But we kept doing our best. We lost a lot of clients. We did lose 70% of our business. Yeah. So now we're just coming back and trying to be creative with promotions and trying to reach out to the community in ways that would, you know, would help everybody. And yeah, this is a very cool location and community, clients. I'm thankful for them.
Do you live right in Laguna? I mean, I've passed your gym many times. I was telling you before we got on this. I never knew that the Art of Fitness was you.
I've lived in Laguna for a long, long time. And then 3-4 years ago, I bought a place in Dana Point with my ex-wife. And then we just sold. And now I'm back in Laguna, near to the, close to the gym and everything. So, yes.
I have a preference for Laguna, personally.
I do, too. I do. My heart is in Laguna. It has a unique vibe, right? It's very different than places around Orange County. I feel that. I've been here for 20 years and I've been in Laguna for 17. So I have a strong connection with Laguna.
How did you end up, like, I know, you know, you're from Brazil originally, and you just one day said, goodbye family, goodbye friends, I am just packing up and heading to the US.
Exactly like that. I started my fitness, you know, career very early, and I got my degree, and I was already teaching in big clubs, teaching in conventions, and that's always been my passion. And I think when I look back, I reached a point that I was so comfortable with everything that I was doing back in my city. And I came from a big city, so it was great, you know. And by my personality, I'm always reach out for new adventures, something new. I have to be motivated to, you know, to be here. That's my personality. And I had a friend in LA, and the only thing that I didn't know anybody, you know, the only thing that I knew is like, okay, if I can stay, if I go to LA and I do a course about marketing, because eventually my dream, my goal is to have my own studio. So I always knew the direction that I wanted to go. But I thought Brazil. I thought, okay, I'm going to LA just to explore a little bit and reach out to some big gyms. And then I'm going to go back home, open my studio, bring back all my clients. So I was already having a lot of clientele back in Brazil and teaching in great, great places. So it was the adventure of trying something new. And life is amazing because I came here, I did what I had to do, and I went back home a few times, and I was just not fitting back in Brazil anymore. It was that expansion that I was like, oh my gosh, something, I need to do something else back. And I came back, contact everybody again in the fitness industry, and I'm like, okay, the doors start opening for me, and I kept going with my passion, and eventually end up in Laguna. Now I have my own gym, and it's amazing.
How did you end up in like LA and California as opposed to, you know, like I'm in New York City or like Chicago? Like how was it LA and OC? I mean, there are worse places to live, like, don't get me wrong.
From LA to Orange County.
Just from like Brazil, like how did you end up in, like, how did you just.
For me was always that, you know, watching movies, you know, when you're watching movies,
yeah.
That fun life and everybody, you know, on the beach and healthy and just having a great time. Even though that I did have a great time in Brazil too. Dreaming, like wanting to do something else. It is that dream of being here as well. But I never left Brazil thinking that I would stay. That was not my story. My story was I want experience because it looks amazing, fantastic, that life. I want to get my, you know, I want to get some, the feel of the fitness industry in LA. And then I'll see how it goes. So I didn't have, you know, the need, you know, it was not more like I'm going to build the life. And then when I was here, I did see the opportunities. I was like, oh my gosh, things can happen here. Because, you know, coming from third world and Brazil, it is, you know, it's great in so many levels, the culture and everything that we have to offer. My people, I miss so much. But it takes long for you to develop something or the functionality of living in places like that. And I know a lot of Latin people and immigrants, they're going to connect to me, you know, in this. So when I was here, I saw all the benefits and the, I can do this. Now, I kept pushing myself, even though that was so uncomfortable, it's so hard to adapt to a different culture, and especially the language. I didn't speak English at all when I came here. In college, wow. My friends, you know, when you have your second choice, right? Your language, like, even though that you don't learn anything when you do your check, the second.
Yes.
My second was like French, because I said, I'm never going to use English in my life. I don't want to do that. And I remember this, my brother, he was like, study English, buy the books and everything. And I'm like, I'm not going to use, it's not something for me. I want to study French, which I didn't learn also. But I came here, and then I start like recording my classes, and I would go home and I was, okay, how to say this or that. So I never went to school for English. So bear with me, because I believe that I'm still learning. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so uncomfortable sometimes. It takes a long time to adapt.
I mean, listen, first of all, I think languages are so tough. I chose Spanish in high school. I'm just like, it's the easier of that or French, so I'll take Spanish. But I couldn't tell you. I mean, I could say like five words probably right now. So no, you're like, considering you're self-taught, like, I don't think I could ever learn another language at this point in my life.
But it does takes a long time. And I connect with some friends, you know, some foreign friends that we feel so, shy sometimes and uncomfortable. Are we, the people, do they really, do they understand us, or do we fit in? Like, it's more like the fit in, you know, like, I can do my slangs and my jokes in Portuguese, but here I'm like, oh. And also the feeling when you speak your first language, you connect, you have more connection. But I'm so blessed, so thankful that now I speak English and Spanish and Portuguese.
I was going to say, and you feel even now like maybe like, oh, they don't think it's perfect like all these years later. Because like, I mean, you're part of, yeah, you've lived here forever. Wow.
I still feel like that. And it's more when I want to make a point, you know, when you want to address a situation, have a conversation, it's sometimes the feeling is so important when you put, you know, you choose the right words. And here, even sometimes I'm very conscious about the word that I'm going to use, if it's going to come across correctly or not. But I think I'm doing okay.
I think so too. I can't tell you how much traveling I've been doing in the past few weeks, and airports and airplanes are packed. People want to get away. Listen, if your dreams of that vacation or enjoying the fun of life are turning back into a reality for you, don't stress over the financial setbacks that can keep you from saying yes. Credit Karma is here to help you keep your financial goals in check so you won't have to hit pause on a good time. Credit Karma's game-changing technology shows you tailored offers for credit cards and personal loans that you're more likely to be approved for so you can apply with more confidence. They use your credit and other financial information to show you custom recommendations. Whether you want cash back, travel rewards, or to consolidate debt, Credit Karma can help you find the offers that fit your goals, because your goals may not be the same as my goals. With a selection of options and approved odds, you have the power to make informed decisions. Credit Karma, apply with confidence and you will be on that beach enjoying that drink in no time. Go to creditkarma.com/podcast to learn more and find offers tailored just for you. That's creditkarma.com/podcast. Or you can see your offers on the Credit Karma app. Apply with confidence today. Go to creditkarma.com/podcast or the Credit Karma app. Well, like on that note of like fitting in and like diversity, you know, there's so much talk now, like this year and last year, like in the housewives world of like, you know, we have to integrate and we have to have diverse casts. I always point out all these examples from the past of casts that were diverse. I mean, you are an example, season 6, friend of on Real Housewives of Orange County. You were there. So, I mean, a lot of these shows had their own way of being diverse back in the day.
Yes. But I have to say, David, back in the day, which was 10 years ago, right, for me. And oh my God, when I look back, so many changes, and thank God for that. But when I looked back, I was in a very tough place back then too. I was going through my breakup with someone that I, you know, we were so, now we're best friends and we are business partner. We are, you know, it's amazing the transition of life when you have love for someone. But back then it's tough when you're going through that breakup. I was kind of living like a duality. I wanted to take off and be the Fernanda and show, you know, the stories and show important parts of my life that I think could be inspiring, you know, to my community and to other people. But I was also trying to deal with the emotions of my breakup and protect the past relationship and also the business. So I was like, okay, if I put everything out there, if I become this free spirit or, you know, this person that I am, is this going to be bad for this relationship here that I am ending? We're just transforming now to be good friends and we have a business to take care of. So it was a lot. And I felt alone. I felt super alone. I felt that I didn't have a support team behind me. And I was like, okay, this is fun. Great opportunity that just landed here. And I didn't know how to deal with it. So I kind of didn't have a voice. I was just sat back and I tried to, even myself, when I look back, I didn't understand much. What am I going to do with this? And now I'm more comfortable with everything that's going on in my life, even my divorce, that is a very, you know, tough and, you know, hard process to go through. I'm so more comfortable with what I want from me, what I know. And back then I kind of let everything happen. Even the comments, the cast, I couldn't address anything to anybody. I just said that. And I think they didn't know also what to do with me. Let's be honest.
You don't think so? No, I mean, I talked to so many people like yourself that were on for like one season and they all were just like, well, A, a lot of them are like, I am so different now that if I was there, like it's a whole different person. And B, like, I didn't know what to do. Like I was just there. And like, it's almost like you need to go through it to realize, like, I mean, is that how it was for you where, you know, people were fighting and you're like, oh, I didn't realize I could. And also you were a friend of, like, did you feel that you could speak up and kind of insert yourself in all that, or you didn't even feel you could?
Yes. No, I felt that I could have, actually I was confused. It was a bit confusing as well because I was participating. I did go for the last, for the photo shoot when you know, you were part of the photo shoot and everything. And there were some moments that was uncomfortable because I sensed that the girls, the cast, and maybe they didn't do that intentionally, but there were this kind of conversation of what's Fernandez doing here? Why is Fernandez part of this final photo shoot? And something did happen that was kind of, it was hurtful to see when there was one photo that came out. And I was in the middle with the girls, and I've heard that it was a conversation between production and the cast of the girls complaining, kind of say why she is in the final picture. So the intention of me being with the girls was kind of unclear for everybody. I think they wanted to see me maybe, you know, coming out of this gay woman and blending with them and showing my life as maybe a potential gay housewives. That's my belief back then. I couldn't see that. I saw a little bit, but I was trying to, I didn't know. I didn't have anyone to talk to. So then another photo came out of, they had an X in front of me on my image. And I was like, what is this? What is this about? And I didn't have anyone to go and I didn't feel that was my place to have a conversation. I was not too close to the girls. They were fun. They were, you know, we went to events together, but it was not that friendship that you can, you know, that I could sit down and say, okay, now how do I navigate this thing? Here I am having this opportunity. Do you think that I should take this direction or not? And it's so important. That's why I think the cast, everybody that goes on the show, you have your support team, right? You have your husbands. I wish you could say we have your wives next to you. And yes. You have your family. And I hope someday, Brav, we do show a housewife with your wife. And then we can all have that common denominator. We all love the same. We want to be loved and we want to love and we want to be happy. All the same. But someday that's going to be another topic. But I didn't feel that I... even some comments, some prejudice comments that I heard back then, I was not maybe aware of standing up for myself that was important. Today, I would do it totally differently. Even when I hear things that are unintentionally, and then I have the you know, kind of obligation to speak up for what I believe. So I would have done that differently. But the girls, I think also they didn't know what to do with me. So that's what I said, like, oh my gosh, it's fun, but is this for her to be a full-time cast or she's just a friend? So I wanted to say that I believe that they tried their best to, okay, this Brazilian is coming with us, let's just have fun.
That's what it sounds like to me. Like they weren't sure. And they do that a lot. They film you and then they're not sure. They take the two pictures, one with you and one without you. And they're like, let's just see how it all works out when we film.
But to be fair, I never watched the other shows before. And even when this opportunity came to me, I never watched the show. So I don't know how they operate. I don't know how the whole production and the blending, how that happens. So I can understand that part.
And they really just, and I've heard this before too, they really just say, welcome, Fernanda, go. There's not really much guidance, right? From the other women or production. It's just kind of like, let's see how you do.
Yes. And it's kind of tough, but at the same time it was fun. I had some fun moments too.
Well, there is all this talk now about, you know, like, let's have like a married lesbian housewife. We almost, we could have it, people, in season six.
Yes.
I hope that one day we get there where we see like a full actualized housewife who has a wife and kids and the whole thing.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, the kids part, you don't have necessary to have kids. I don't have kids, and I'm...
Well, I'm not ever going to have kids, personally. So I'm just... You know what I mean? Whatever type of family unit you would like.
So what you say is like a lesbian, gay housewife that can represent the community.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think we were close to have that. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out in this coming up season.
It did not work out. So, well, on that. What?
What do you think why it did not work out?
Okay, well, first of all, let's just say we're talking about Bronwyn. I mean, that is obviously who we're talking about. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. Listen, life is full of stress. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. Life is stressful. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, like mine, your temper is shorter than usual, like mine, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload the stress and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. Try it out. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope. Okay, well, before we get to Roman for one second, I want to know, did you watch the show when after you were off it, like from season seven to current? Like, did you watch, like, do you know all these people that are on the show besides Bronwyn? Like, did you know all these players that came and went?
Oh, I'm going to be surprised. I stopped completely having any. Yeah, I didn't watch for 8-9 years, and I didn't have any connection with anyone, even the other girls part of the cast. I didn't see anyone, didn't connect with anyone. So I have no idea of, and also still, I don't know who Bronwyn is on a show. And that's, I think, for me, is the best part of this interaction that I'm having now.
So you never saw her on the show at all?
No. I saw the reunion because after we were already hanging out, and I said, oh, let me see the reunion. And I was shocked. I was very shocked about, not about how they do the whole back and forth, the talking and attacking, but it was a lot of hard ways of judging someone. And I don't know her that well. I know her with my personal interaction with her. And it was surprising to me. But even first time when we met for coffee, I made sure that I don't want to know who she was in the show or who she is in the show. I want to just meet up and say hi. So that's how it was the beginning.
how did you guys meet? Like, did she slip into your DMs? Did you slip into her DMs? Like,
She read a bio and something written about me that having a gay cast in season 6, and she sent me a message on Instagram saying, "Hey, I heard this. I read this about you. I'm part of the Bravo show. I would like to say hi and introduce myself." And I'm like, "Oh, cool! I have a gym here in Laguna Beach. Do you want to come by and have a coffee?" So, and then at that moment, even though that I knew when she wrote she was part of the show, I made sure that I'm not going to Google. I don't want to see any episode. I just want to meet the person and say hi. So I didn't know her story, and then she came, we have a coffee, and in this 1 hour, she's like, da 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 da, this is me, this is who I am, I have 7 kids, I have a husband, we live together, I came out in the show, I'm also going through my sobriety, I am sober now. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, wow, thank you for sharing, this is amazing. But one thing that for me, and that's why I believe so much what got my attention when we had that conversation, is I was so excited and happy to hear someone expressing, trying to do something better for herself and trying to face all the fears and situation, trying, especially the coming out part, having kids and being a mom, taking care of this beautiful family and having a husband that is like part of her life, always going to be part of her life. And now they're trying to reinvent themselves. And when she was telling, this is me thing, she told me her story, but because I was going through that last year myself, personally, with my personal transformation. And I had a great, marriage, loving, we're going so well. But at the same time, there was some parts of the marriage that we couldn't fix and was there. And we were trying to navigate through those issues, and I couldn't find my way around. So I was going through my personal transformation last year, and I was really tapping into a place of feeling very uncomfortable with my personal decisions. I'm like, okay, here I am in this wonderful marriage and great person, but there's something else about me that I need to find out. I'm not completely happy. So my story with my ex, which we were exploring, a lot of our why is not working, should we try this, should we try that, and it was not. So we were already going in different directions. So that's been going on for a year, and I was dating someone else. I was going through my own, facing that thing inside me that I'm like, what is this? I need to follow my truth. And and when I connect with someone that can talk to me at the same level, that for me was super honest. And I embraced that. I was so attractive to the conversation, to the person. And I said, okay, I want to know more. I want to know more about you. This is amazing. I didn't share with her back then. I said, I'm going through the same with my marriage. My marriage is not, we already separated now. I'm going through so much. And at the same time, I know there's so many good components of, what we have in this marriage, but that is part of me. That I need to be honest with myself. So that was my personal decision. And I was already navigating through, expanding to a direction that I don't even know where I'm going, but I had to be honest. And that is a difficult thing to do, because you're dealing with someone that you love as well. And you have to, to cut the connection in a way that sometimes is going to be hurtful. And then on the same, can I make just a reference here?
Yeah.
I was sad and upset when I read, there was an article that came out, super mean, First of all, if you're going to put an article out there, just get the right information before you're going to write something, because you can damage a lot of people along the way. And it was super hurtful to me, and I believe, you know, to everyone involved. I don't know where that came from, but what was said in there was not complete lie. It said that Brian came in the middle of my relationship, broke up, you know, the marriage. She has nothing to do with it. My marriage was already, you know, going to different directions. I even, you know, was dating someone else even before Brian. For some reason, the person that gave, you know, the interview had to link to a person that has, you know, is in the public eyes, because nobody would talk about Fernanda and Kathy, right? So it was so mean and it was not truth. And I just, I felt that I wish people could get the information before they put out there something that is so, so important, you know? And that's what I want to say about that bad article.
Well, that's why you're here behind the velvet rope. That was literally one of my questions. I personally don't believe anything I read. That's just me. Like, I speak to people directly, but that was literally one of my questions, because I did see that article. So,
I was shocked about it. And the way that it was written as well, was a lot of emotions into that, and someone close to the fame. So I don't know. I'm not going to speak my mind of what I believe, but I just want to say that that was a lie. My marriage was already going to a different direction, and because of my personal journey, and I wanted to do that with grace. There was no cheating, there was no lying. And my ex and I, we were talking about, you know, our differences, and, you know, we were just not aiming to the same goal.
Who do you think did that article, or this source close to the family that they keep saying?
I cannot assume, but was someone that wanted to maybe put me in a bad situation. I think it was more personal, close to me, than anything to do with Brian.
I have to be honest with you. One of the main reasons I'm able to be here 5 days a week as the host and executive producer of the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast is because I get a good night's sleep. And I think if you talk to any entrepreneur, they will tell you that their ability to wake up, do business, and take on the world is based in a large part on the ability to get a good night's sleep. The reason I'm able to get a good night's sleep, you ask? It's because I chose Boll & Branch sheets. Boll & Branch was formed by a husband and wife team that set out to give sleepers more choices for high quality sheets at a fair price. And boy, did they ever accomplish that. What I love is the variety of colors. I chose the pewter mainly because it goes best with my apartment. The sheets are so elegant. They look and feel so sophisticated, but the price is so reasonable. That's why I chose them. They're 100% organic cotton. They are made toxin-free. And what I love is they get softer with every wash. Sheets that look high-end, sophisticated, and elegant, but are affordable, sign me up. And that is why I did sign up. These are the only sheets I will now use. And you guys need to check this out. So listen, you can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Boll & Branch. And because you're listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L and B-R-A-N-C-H.com, promo code VELVET. And when you're sitting there on your first date and someone says, because you've never watched the show, like you said, I have 7 kids. So let's just pause there for a minute. I have a husband. We live together. We have an open marriage, whatever it is. I'm in recovery. I've been there less than a year. I mean, this is, like you said, all these things. You didn't want to run.
No, I didn't want to run because I felt that it was honest. I felt one thing that was important to me when, even after we, you know, we went hang out more often. One thing that was very important to me and still in these days, and it's not only towards her, anyone that I would connect in my life, I want to make sure that it's no lies. I wanted to know, okay, so how are you and Sean with this transition? You and your kids, because that's so important. This is your life. This is first, before anyone else. And I wanted to know that if they had a honest communication, if this information about, okay, now you're out and you know that you're gay and you want to take your path and you're going to start dating, is Sean on board with this? Is you and him talking about this in an honest way? How are your kids about this? So, and yeah, we had this type of conversations, and it is honest and it is open. It is clear for everybody. I met the kids. I met Sean, such a great guy. We all hang out together a few times. And that for me was important. When she talked to me, when she gave me that information, I was like, okay, this is a lot, but I want to experience. I wanted to hang out. I wanted to see, you know, if this comes from a place of honesty and truth. That's all that matters to me.
I love it. And I mean, if you're going to find these things out, I always say, like, why not just let it all out on a first date? I mean, you're going to find out eventually about someone. You might as well just, yeah, here's everything.
Yeah, but I would never have connected with her if I knew that this was not clear. And her and Sean first, they were not on the same page.
Right.
I won't do that. That's something for me, it's super important to have an open communication. Everybody's good with it, you know, and then when we go out, we just have fun.
So you have Sean's stamp of approval and the kid's stamp of approval?
I don't know if I can say the stamp of approval, but we did have honest conversations, Sean and I, and I mentioned that I'm so proud of them as a family, trying to now reinvent themselves and continue taking care of these beautiful kids and be a family at the same time. It's a lot. So I just give my blessings and I say, I truly hope that you guys can figure this out, because there are a lot of components and people that you have to take care of. So we talked about that, and the kids are gorgeous too.
What is it about, you know, you've were married, like, what is it about Bronwyn that kind of is different than some other people you've dated? Like, why are you guys here?
I won't say what is different. I think it's the phase of my life. I think the reason why I believe in synchronicity of things, I've been going through a lot of personal, yes. What was different for me was not even different how I saw her. It was a different place that I am at in my life. And then the synchronicity of events and people that show up. And the fact that she was going through so many transformations on her own. And I look at myself and I'm like, I'm having the same journey as well. That clicked for me. That's, you know, and it doesn't sound like I don't have anything specific. It's not the person or even the format. If you say, okay, could I be dating? My life is pretty simple, right? I'm like, well, I'm single. I'm coming through a divorce, even though that is a hard transition. I have my own business. I don't have kids. I can just, you know, do whatever I want. So when I met her, it didn't come with, you know, the package, if I can say that way. I didn't look at her as kids, the husband, then this, then that. I look at her saying, okay, is this your honest path? Are you trying to do this with your life? And that for me was more interesting than anything else, because I can see that in myself. If you know what I mean? So I was I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't even know where I'm going right now, you know, on my own. But I am just trying to do that with honesty and being true to myself.
Right. And it's all I think about, like, where we are at certain times in our lives. Things just work. There's no reason to question them, right? What about, because there's been, you mentioned this article that you said there's a lot of, because here you are, I want you to address this just to put, here you are, you can put this to bed. There's so many comments online. And even like when I kind of put out that I was sitting down with you, I can't tell you how many direct messages I got on Instagram. There's a lot of people that say, this is fake. That's what they say. You know, you were on the show, Bronwyn was just on the show. She reached out, like, this is a media play. Like, either you or her, this really, I could, it's not me that
I hear.
She loves being in the news and like dating you, like you were on the show, she's on the show. Well, that's like some buzz and now you're both not on the show. What would you like to say to all these people that are saying like, they don't believe it. They think this is fake. It's for the media. It's for attention. Let's put a bed, like here you are.
Yeah, I can only answer for me, my personal experience. I was very, very surprised that somehow this person, like I said, that I didn't know of the show, I didn't know this story, it was connected to the Housewives franchise that I was disconnected from long ago and came into my life this way. And we start talking and it started unfolding and I'm just going with the flow and trying to have fun and be authentic with myself. I'm not projecting anything towards, okay, you and I are gonna be this. That is none of that. We're not in a committed relationship. We're dating, but we're very honest about the way, you know, we're doing things. So I don't know how to answer these people and say, this is not, I'm not gonna defend myself about anything. I'm just gonna say, I'm excited that life keeps bringing to me ways that I can expand myself and I can be truth to learning more, be less judgmental, allowing myself to flow. And I think that's what I'm at in this place. So that's my answer. And I did think, and I'm gonna say, there were friends around me, you know, my close friends, they did question the other side, right? They said, oh, don't you think that this, you know, she's on the show, do you know that? And you guys not hanging out. I'm like, guys, I'm not gonna judge or assume something if that's not my experience. So until it's not proven to me that, you know, my intuition or something comes off, I'm gonna go with the flow. And right now it's flowing well.
That's a good that's good advice just for anyone out there in any relationship. Like when you meet someone, right? Like you should take the person at face value and just judge it for yourself. Cause let's face it, people say things about anyone you're gonna meet possibly.
And I did read as well some comments about her. And I do understand it's hard for people to and even myself, I'm very judgmental as well. That things that it doesn't come my way is not the format that I'm used to. I'm the first one to say, okay, this is wrong. This is not okay. This is fake. I'm going to say, and I'm learning to do this last. I'm learning to put myself into a situation first. And then I can answer just for me because I cannot control, you know, the comments and what people think or believe. I cannot control that. I'm done with that. Before I was so worried about people going to think this. And then when I was younger, now I'm just like, I need to be in sync with myself, what I believe. If I'm doing something is in a good intention, I'm gonna go full on. And I don't care, sorry, about the comments. So I would put myself in situations like that. Even if it was 10 kids, like I didn't expect connect with someone in that format. But I didn't judge the situation. The only thing, like I said, that I wanted to know is that honesty in this? Show it to me. Let's just hang out and see and that. And in the moment that I met, the person that is most important to her, which is Sean, and the kids that are a big part of the life, and they're all there and they have great love and great interaction, I'm in. So I wish people could, you know, we all could give more grace to maybe a story or a format that it looks completely strange and before judging in the first place, let's give some time to evolve. And I wish they could have had time through Bravo to show where they at now and what they're gonna do for themselves in the future. And Bronwyn is doing amazing. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. The sobriety part, even though it's not my experience, I cannot talk about it, but she has been hanging out with myself and friends, and we go crazy, we party, and she's just there, like trying to do her best, you know, to have fun. And I believe it must be hard to go through that as well. Her coming out, I'm so proud of her too. She's been supporting so much the LGBTQ+ community. I've been doing a lot of events here in Laguna Beach, and I'm inviting her to come. And she's always like, yes, anything that has to do with the community I'm in to support. So that is my experience. And I admire that part a lot from anyone.
That's good that she is doing well. She's doing okay. Like, I mean, I know, obviously.
Yeah, she's just sad with the news and being fired. And she really enjoyed, you know, to be in the show. But my wish was that her family and who she is now, I don't even know how works after when you stop shooting, if they come and check on you during the process. I don't know.
Not really.
I'm not familiar with that. But the Bronwyn that people write about, like I said, I don't know that person. So I wish they could see something else the way that I see, maybe.
And in a way, I mean, she reached out to you because you were on the show. So really, in a way, if this worked out between the two of you, you have Real Housewives of Orange County to thank. Like, aren't you happy you were on the show if it works out between the two of you? Because in a way, it brought you guys together.
My participation that from back then connect me, you know, to someone, even though that this can be whatever this experience is going to unfold. I'm so thankful that, and I met her, I met family, and I like the story. I wish the best, and as long, you know, actually a few weeks ago, I was like, how bizarre is this? Here I am back then, and I believe she reached out also because of, you know, the knowing that was a gay cast, and probably, you know, she wants to talk about that because she was coming out in the show. But it's super cool. I'm enjoying hanging out and having fun.
And you don't think you're ever going to go back and watch any of it? Not even in a shady way, just out of like curiosity. Like, say, like, you know, if this works out like a year or 6 months from now, too, like, you're not, none of you is curious?
Well, for what reason? I have that's something that's not what I'm experiencing. Like I said, unless it, that is a different persona or something, an experience that lands in front of me. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't think I would do it. I'm not curious to know the past. And this is what I do with my life too. I try to not look back, and I've done so many mistakes in my life, and I'm still learning. I did this in my marriage as well. I'm like, sorry.
You can swear all you want. I have a horrible mouth. I've just been like behaving myself because you're here.
Okay, thanks. So the person that she was or how she presented there, I don't know. That was her journey back then. I wasn't part of it.
Did your divorce, because I know, like you said, like you kind of figured out the things about yourself and like you're going through this whole change. Was that due to COVID? Because, you know, or was it before that? Because, you know, a lot of people came. You know, I think I changed as a person because of COVID. Like, I think.
No, actually, we did have a great time, you know, together during the pandemic. It was, this has been going on for a long time. We did got married very quickly, just from South Africa. We dated in the beginning for a short time. It was that crazy passion love. So we kind of wanted to do things in a different way. Let's get married and then get to know each other. So what was missing was more like the friendship. We never really went into layers of, you know, who we are as individuals. And we couldn't really tap into that part. And then I couldn't fix. So it was some things inside me that I wanted to explore for myself. And doing that, unfortunately, you have to face also the reality of maybe we're not fitting right now in this time. So it's hard. It's hard to do that. So that was happened to me. So it was an ongoing thing. We had amazing 4 years together. And then last year was a lot of awakening, a lot of personal questions that start landing, you know, inside me. And we did talk about it, but then it was already drifting. We were going, you know, I was going in a different direction emotionally. And I couldn't turn back. I couldn't say, okay, I can do me in this marriage, because that would be dishonest. As hard as it is to face that, because you look at the good parts, right, of a marriage and like, oh my God, there's so much here. And I do love, you know, family and everything. And I, to let go of that, to face some things inside you is pretty hard. And I'm still going through my emotions of, oh my God, did I do the right thing? That goes back and forth, you know, and inside me.
Yeah. It's hard to leave anything. But if it's inside of you, you probably did the right thing, at least for the time being. Yeah. Well, talk to me about the art of fitness. I'm glad that it has survived COVID. Now, COVID has not been easy on many people as far as fitness goes. I mean, I am thin. Everyone tells me I'm thin, but I have gained some weight during COVID. Now I have a gym in my building here in New York City. I'm back at the gym.
Good.
I mean, do you find that a lot of your clients have gone through that COVID-15 now that the gym is back open? And
yes, everybody lost their rhythm, right? The routine, and it was super hard. And I think right now, even now, it's super hard to bring that back, get the motivation back and start, you know, working out and eating right. I think now also that is this wave of, I just want to have fun, right? Because you couldn't also have fun before because everybody was locked down.
Yeah.
And now that everything's open, you want to do the reverse, right? I want to go out. I want to drink. I want to have fun. And also that's that element of getting shape again and feeling, you know, feel healthy again. But I think it goes, you know, with small steps, little by little. I did develop my program last year, if I can share with you about it.
Yes.
It's a reset program. So it's a 4 weeks workout program you can do online. And it's only 25 minutes a day. So it's just about consistency, you know, getting back into a routine that you feel good about. It's not, but it has all the components that will help you to lose weight. So it's a resistance training and cardio. So you go and do for 25 minutes a day, and every week you increase the weights so you can lose like the 10 pounds. So my clients have been losing 10 pounds during the program. So that's one of the motivation, something that could help, a tool that could help if anyone want to get into a program or work out with a friend. That is a motivation too, that just to get out of the couch.
And that's online.
Yes, it's on my website, fernandarocha.com. And reset.
I need to check that one out. I hear 25 minutes again.
What if I don't let you have access to my reset and then you tell me how you feel?
I just need, it's just 10 pounds. People meet me, they're like, you're fine. It doesn't matter. Like, it just, you don't, you feel, well, listen, my pants don't fit. So even, I mean, 10 pounds is enough. Like, yes, I'm thin and blah, blah, but it's just the feeling of like being extremely healthy that you need to get back into.
So now are you out to enjoying places and eating more, or just trying to be more conscious about
both? Like, I've really started like consciously being like, you know, well, I think part of it too is just being in New York. I walk everywhere. So just really that time of like, you don't realize just walking, because I always ate relatively healthy. Relatively. You know, I'm not one of those crazy people that's like, oh my God, I had a slice of pizza. And I do drink.
I don't follow any diet. I do know how my body feels with, you know, different type of course, food and nutrition. And I truly believe in balance. I believe in a small portion size. So I don't eat much at once. I do eat a little bit throughout the day. And I exercise at least 25 very short workouts, but I'm very consistent. I believe in consistency. It's way more important than volume. So that's what I do. But in Orange County, we don't walk. We drive everywhere, right?
You do.
Everywhere. I don't know that. It's amazing. It's good, but it's kind of different.
Although like in Laguna, in the main area, you can walk certain places. You can like walk.
I know.
Yeah, not really.
My clients get in a car to go to a grocery store that's 2 blocks from where they live.
I'm such a New Yorker. If it's like 20 minutes or less, I'm like, I'm just going to walk.
That's a great exercise. Yes, walking.
Do you see any like trends in fitness or like any trends that you're just like, that's such hype. That's hype. That's not really. Or do you see now that the world is open, certain trends coming in?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't follow any trends. I'm so focused in out of fitness and gym and my clientele and people that reach out to me. And I go through my personal experience, you know, and I'm just sharing to my community what I know. So I don't follow the what's going on in Instagram or internet. And yes.
Well, do you think there's a better time? Does it matter when you work out, like morning, night? I mean, I have my own preference, but like, it doesn't matter. Well, I've heard people say, oh, it's better to work out in the morning or at night, or is that just all BS?
Well, in terms of burning calories, it doesn't matter. But the energy, if you start in the morning, you know that you're going to feel energized, you know, throughout the day. And that is a way of splitting that too. I do tell my clients, if you can do maybe 20 in the morning, 20 in the afternoon, but that's great for your metabolism as well. So you're just accelerating the metabolism. That I suggest.
I love a morning workout. I agree. It's like, I wake up, I have coffee, and then no matter what, I'm just like, you really feel better after. I mean, it's a pain to get there some mornings, but I go like right away after like half an hour good.
I still teach a few classes in my gym because most of the time I'm doing the management part, but I do keep a few classes early in the morning. It's pretty amazing. I'm like, okay, now I go to bed super late because my energy is in a good place.
But that's great. I mean, you know, because a lot of places did close during COVID. So that's great that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean.
I'm thankful for that.
Cut Fitness closed Tamara's gym.
Oh, did they close?
They closed. I think they closed because of COVID.
Oh, I saw Tamara a few weeks ago, and I think they did a transition with some the personal training or not doing more classes.
Maybe. Do you like? Are you still friendly with like Tamara or any of those other women from the past, like Alexis?
I didn't see anybody. I'm not connected to them. I saw Tamara because Brian and Sean, we went there for a barbecue. And I saw Tamara a month ago for lunch. And it was so great to reconnect. We laugh a lot. And of course, we had to talk about the past. And I love Eddie too. Eddie, I used to know Eddie from the clubs. I used to teach in the big clubs here in Orange County. So I knew Eddie before Tamara too. So it's just a small, like little circle here. So it was very good to see them again.
Would you ever go back on the show? Like if someone called, you know, would you ever go back?
I don't think about that, but I probably would because I like adventures. I like new things. I'm in a great place right now in my life where I can do anything I want. And it's just, there are fun moments of it, but I would like, if that would happen, would be great to know someone in a deeper level instead of developing a friendship in the show. I think is a bit more challenging and hard to do that, but the show has, you know, some fun moments as well that I'll do it.
Do you know anyone there now, like Shannon, Emily, Gina, any of those girls?
I don't even know the cast. If you tell me the names, I'm like, oh, I didn't watch. I don't know who they are.
It's a small, you might be running into them all the time. You know, if you did go back, it'd be good for the gym because then the gym would be, it's a good platform for.
Yes, yes.
The Art of Fitness.
I invite them to take some classes at Art of Fitness. Yes, for sure.
Like I said, I've walked by that gym and I never knew it was yours. So
next time that you're in town, please.
I'm going to, because from the outside, I'm like, oh, this place looks really cool. Yeah. how important, before we go and like wrap up and then we can give all your socials so everyone can find you, how important is diet? Like we talked about diet, you know, like, is that really half the battle, 80% of the battle?
Yes. Diet is nutrition. I'm going to say nutrition is very important. But I'm not the type that I suggest one specific diet for my clients. I would like them to try out different, you know, ways of eating that would, they can learn about their body first, because I do that for me. So I only suggest things that it works for me. So I did try some diets in the past, but because it was a trend and everybody's doing, let me go and try. And it didn't suit me. So I tried eat differently. Let's say now I'm going to switch, eat less carbs this week, and then I'm going to increase maybe my protein in this time. And I play with that. And I say, okay, now I know how I feel and how I can lose weight faster if I do certain, you know, if I eat in certain way. And I suggest that for everybody. Instead of following a diet that you, oh, this works, you know, this person lost 20 pounds doing this type of diet, probably is not going to work for you, because our composition, our body composition is very different. Everybody's different. And that is, you know, the fibers and the way our metabolism works is different. So you have to try out different things and say, okay, this is my thing. So I don't follow diet.
That makes sense. Like I've tried different things and I think same thing. For me, it's like nothing works as good as just cutting out carbs. I could eat as much fat as I want, like not desserts, but I could eat like a Caesar salad with a ton of dressing. Like I could have fats, fats, fats. I just need to cut out carbs. And if I did that for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
yeah,
it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. If I eat carbs and I eat in a small portion size and I add, you know, I have my protein, my body, and even the energy level, it goes so high that I'm like, okay, now I know that I can, you know, the energy allows me to do more of my cardio, and then I can lose weight. So it's a combination, so many components, that if you get the recipe right, you're good. You don't have to worry about diet. You can go out. I eat desserts. I go out. My clients, even they laugh at me. It's like, I cannot believe you eat this. Yes, I eat everything, but I don't eat every day. Everything. I don't go out and eat a cake every day. But I know if I feel like eating, I'm going to eat a small size. I'm not going to eat the whole cake.
That's what I do. And I mean, I do drink, but I drink vodka, which is one of the better things.
Do that with Splenda? Have you done the vodka with Splenda? Remember everybody used to do that in the past? No, I don't do that. I do. I drink in moderation too.
What is your drink now? Do you have one drink?
Right now, yeah, I'm going to the spicy margarita. I'm in the phase of spicy now.
That's a good one. Yeah. Anything else you want to discuss regarding, you know, Fernanda Rocha Fitness, the art of fitness, or anything else that you see that is written out there about you that is not true? This is your time to discuss anything I did not bring up. I like to give people a chance at the end.
You address everything. And if people would like, you know, I wish instead of us to judge situations, if we could step back a little bit and get more information, will be so a better way of living life. And I want to do that for me. And I wish, you know, if someone wants to ask me a question and if they think that something is fake or not right, instead of putting out there with hate and anger, just ask someone and maybe give some grace to try to see the person with different eyes. You know, that's the only thing. For me,
I agree. And I think, like, who is anyone to really judge anyone's life? If
I know somebody, I cannot judge anybody's life. I've gone through so many.
I don't either. Like, I'm just like, you do you, I'm gonna do me. I don't know. I'm just, if someone's happy, then we're not, it's no one's business, but people do. And that's why I'm like,
yeah, and I understand. Sometimes, you know, when there's a lot of information and a lot of coincidence. You can say, oh, there's a coincidence, can be, and especially talking about reality show, everybody thinks that, oh, they planned this, they planned that. I understand where that comes from, but there are also other things that are truth and comes from synchronicity and comes just because it has to happen. And I'm more a believer in that side. And that's how I want to run my life.
I love it. Where can everyone find you? Like, give us all your socials so everyone can like sign up for the online classes, or certainly if anyone is in the area, they need to check out your gym.
Yeah. So the Art of Fitness is here in Laguna Beach, right on PCH. So you can find us, you know, easily. My Instagram is Fernanda Rocha Fitness. And the reset program is on my website, fernandarocha.com.
And I'm going to share it when this comes out. I'll tell you when it's coming out. I'll put all the links in the show notes and on my Instagram. And so everyone can find you. And this whole reset program, I'm going to check it out too, because.
Yes. Let me know when you want to start, because I'm going to make you accountable. I'm going to
say, okay.
Hey, week two, week three, how are you doing?
That would actually help me, because it's just time. Like, I don't know what I'm waiting for. And, you know, just, I'm telling you, I think people have a harder time with that, like just 10 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? If you don't have that, it's just, it's all I need.
Yeah. When you're in that place where like, you don't know what else to, you need to push a little bit harder. That's when you need to go a little bit extreme, maybe increase your cardio, maybe do, you know, eat less, the calories intake, lower that, and until you reach that goal, and then you go back to balance.
And for anyone, see, this is the thing for people that just say like, I don't know how this happens. I can tell you exactly, like, let me, I don't buy that. That's, I can tell you exact, like, I know this was happening in the moment. I'm just like, I'm not going to see another human being for 4 more months. So why do I care? Even though I was on Zooms every day like this, it just, I don't know. But even in my face, like I could tell, like, I'm just, you know,
you look great and you're handsome.
That's very nice of you. Well, when I really will DM you, because I really want to try this out. And when I'm out there next, I will tell you, I'll stop by.
Please. You're going to hang out with you here in the gym.
We can have a drink too. Yes. Tell everyone one more time, because I want everyone to find you, where they can find you.
Hey, Instagram, Fernanda Rocha Fitness. Website, fernandarocha.com. And you can find the reset program in there. That's it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for putting up with all my questions.
Pleasant conversation.
I told you you were going to have fun. Everyone's always worried to talk to me. I'm like,
No. Be careful with Dave. No, Dave was wonderful. Thank you.
I'm like, it's going to be fun. Tell Bronwyn I send my love. Hello. Be in touch. Thank you so much. I'll keep you posted. Bye.
Bye. Bye.